Last time, on the usual time.
Shadow's chest starts to heave, and he comes back to life.
I mean, I guess we could keep going.
No, I'm fine. Are you fine?
I'm fine.
So you continue wandering and come to a choice of left or right. You feel some ooze dripping down on you, and you jump a circle of seven terrible-looking creatures. Maybe we ought to go a different way, then.
Yeah.
Find a skeleton. Each hand has a ring on it. In the clutches of its left hand is a stick.
What does a wand do?
You open this door and you can see the outlines of five bugbears.
Five Clargs.
Droop will say,
It sounded like they're hungry.
What's a Clarg?
He's that guy that almost killed you that one time.
Which time?
Which?
Remember? I had, like, big, hairy Shadow Souls potions.
Oh, that guy!
This isn't meaning about... I know nothing about potions.
Well, you
don't
you
remember?
One.
He had the big dog.
Oh. Him.
He was chasing us.
He was chasing us.
You've ran into more than one bugbear with a big dog.
I mean, you said Clarg.
But Hoyt doesn't remember the name.
Yeah, for some reason.
I got there. So I don't
maybe
remember names.
We should go another way.
Do you look at Gundren as you say that?
Sure.
Since that was his idea last time you ran into something you didn't want to see?
I don't like big hungry things. Maybe let's go this way, and I point.
If you look at me, I am getting out stuff to fight with.
So you're just handing out weapons?
I am equipping myself and getting ready.
Oh, gotcha.
Do you guys remember how hard that fight was with Clarg? There's five of these things.
Oh, no. I am blessed with new life as I hold up my staff of defense. The Cat Lord won't let me down. He brought me back. It's not my time.
You heard him.
You're okay with this?
Droop would say,
I'm fine.
I don't look away from Hoyt and I say, you're okay with this?
You're gonna end up doing it anyways.
Confused Travolta. I'm gonna step away from the door.
We came here looking for a fight, didn't we?
I step away from the door and be like, lead the way.
Is it dark inside there?
No, that's a lift.
It's very light.
Oh, damn it. I had an epic move, now it's wasted. Douse, torch, whatever, stow it somewhere, or just throw it on the ground, I don't give two fucks.
Sure.
I'm not going in first, because that shit's dumb.
Did you just throw my torch down?
Remember what you did to my candle?
Yeah, but this is like the two times as good.
I can pick it up again. It's not in a puddle.
Puddles?
I like look left and right in a startled way.
Puddles?
I point at Droop. Say, you, go.
Droop will kind of have seen into the room before when Luna had opened the door. He was looking around and underneath her. So he's going to say, all right, let's do this. And he's going to do his typical eyes roll into the back of his head rage move and shoulder the door open and just charge right into the room at the closest bugbear, which has its back turned to him, and he's going to take a swing at it.
I like it.
And oh yeah, he's going to hit. 4.
I like it more.
A lot of damage.
Uh-huh.
And then I need initiative rolls from all of you.
I would say that this kind of attack would be his Bellowick.
Hey. Good use.
All right, I'll see you guys later. That's all I have.
I'll be here all week.
5.
Mine was 15.
1.
So Gundren's going to be first. But he's at the back of the order, the back of all you guys, basically. And you're kind of crammed in here, because you're still in narrow halls. So he's going to say, charge, and not be able to push past you, but he's going to equip his weapon and wait for you guys to move. Droop's going to be next, and he's going to take another swing at the same bugbear he had attacked initially. And that will possibly miss. Yep, that'll miss. He'll end his turn, and it will be Luna's turn.
Alright, so 5 buggy bears. How big was the room when I looked in, would you say?
15 by 25.
So 15 wide?
Yeah. Okay, so 15 east to west, which is the way that you were looking at it. Or, sorry, 25 east to west, which is the way that you were looking into it, and then north-south, 15.
So it's just, yeah, it's not a very big
room, so that's not gonna work.
I will enter the room, and whatever one Droop is engaged with, I will Eldritch Blast it.
Okay. You can kind of button hook into the room to the
left. I
want
to make sure I'm
right.
Not in the way of the door.
Yep. So you enter and immediately head split off left, so you have clear line of sight on this bugbear. And Eldritch Blast, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Attack roll.
15.
15 will miss.
Oh, well then I miss. End turn.
Hoyt, you're up.
I guess I'm going in. I'm going to walk in and fling a dagger at literally any of them. I don't care.
Okay. We'll just say the same one as him for easiness of me keeping track.
No, that's way too convenient.
Then specifically tell me the one to the north.
The one to the right.
Okay, the south, fine.
Goes always the right. I roll a unnatural 20.
Hits.
And
you still get your bonus, he's within 5 feet.
That one shall suffer a, let's see. 5 from my dagger, 7 from sneak attack, for 12 damage total.
Okay.
And my second dagger is going at the one on the left, aka the north.
Yep.
That one's gonna miss based on the numbers. It's an 11.
Yeah, that'll miss.
And I don't know, sidestep out of the entryway, I guess, but I stay on the far periphery of the room and turn.
Okay. It'll be Bugbear's turn after that. Having been hit from behind, the one that Droop attacked will turn and swing at him and will miss completely. The other two that are able to take a swing will also swing at Droop. One. So misses, and this one also misses. Lucky little bastard. Shadow.
Neat. All right. Well, I am. I'm loaded for cat. Or am I loaded for bugbear? Oh. All right, so I got my staff of defense in one hand, and I am going to use my Tides of Chaos to remember what the staff of defense does.
This slender, hollow staff is made of glass, yet is as strong as an oak. It weighs 3 pounds. You must be attuned to the staff to gain its benefits and cast its spells. While holding the staff, you have a +1 bonus to your armor class. The staff has a charge of 10, which are used to field the spells within it. With the staff in hand, you can use your action to cast one of the following spells from the staff if the spell is on your class's spell list. The two spells are Mage Armor, which uses 1 charge when cast, and Shield, which uses 2 charges when cast. No components are required. The staff regains 1d6 +4 expended spell charges per day at dawn. If you expend the staff's last charge, roll a d20. On a 1, the staff shatters and is destroyed.
I am going to use the Staff of Defense to cast Mage Armor on myself and gain the AC buff. And walk in like I own the place.
As rightly you do.
And can I stay out of melee range for the time being? Is there anybody behind me?
Gundren is still behind you. He's itching to dive in.
Is there room enough to get out of his way and stay out of melee range of
yep.
any of
these? Yeah, so currently the only one engaged in melee is Droop. You can enter and sidestep to the right quickly and stay out of melee range.
I do this thing.
Yep.
End turn.
Let's see, that'll put us back at Gundren, who's going to rush in and charge the bugbears with the battle axe that he's holding.
John Cena.
Okay, so he's going to take a swing at the bugbear to the right that Hoyt had struck with a dagger. And will hit handily for X damage and end his turn. Droop's turn, who's going to take another swing at the guy he hit initially. This time he will strike true for some amount of damage. Seriously, how do I keep losing my dice?
Blame the cats.
I don't get it. There it is. It's always underneath me. I must just like set him down in my lap and forget about it. So he's going to take another swing. You'll see his great axe just... It's low enough that he's swinging over top of his head, but it doesn't come down on this bugbear's head because it's so high up compared to him. It just kind of splits right through its face. And it falls dead to the ground. So that's one down, and he'll end his turn. Luna, your turn.
I'm going to pull out my dagger, and I'm going to rush in and engage the one that Gundren's engaging.
You can't.
I can't?
You can't get close enough to it. Gundren and Droop are blocking your melee ability.
Okay.
You could attack the one at the north end of the room with melee. That's the only one you could get to.
I'll do that then. So first I'll attack with my sword. And that is 22.
That'll hit.
And that is a short sword. It's d6. 7 damage.
Okay.
And I will attack with my dagger in my offhand. And that is 15.
15 misses.
Okay. Then I end my turn.
Hoi! Your turn.
Hi. I'm going to continue circling around the room as necessary to get a clean shot. And attack.
You don't really have too much room to circle anyway but north, so you can attack the one to the north.
7.
Miss.
23.
Hit.
4 weapon damage and 10 sneak attack damage for 14 total.
Okay. It looks pretty hurt. It's not down. And anything else?
Continue circling full movement and turn.
Okay. The bugbears are going to retaliate. The one directly behind the dead bugbear is going to push forward and attack Droop. This will hit. And the remaining one's going to attack Gundren. Well, not the remaining one, but the one Gundren was attacking. Will absolutely hit. Okay. Shadow, you're up.
Do I have line of sight on any of the bugbears? Or is it easy to get to a, such a position?
You could probably finagle your way into a position where you'd have fairly good line of sight on whichever one you wanted. Just by angling yourself so you could shoot between them.
Okay, I position myself to fire my wand at Gundren's thingamajig.
Sure.
And I do whatever I think would make that do. Like, I point it at him or something.
Yeah, you're like, kind of whipping it.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, like you would crack a whip, basically, and eventually this beam shoots out of it and will hit because it's magic missile. So I don't know how we want to do this because there's a little bit of flavor to how you can cast it. But you wouldn't really know that.
I would say the basic thing you could do with it is what I'd be able to do.
Okay. So yeah, we'll just say you cast it at basic level for now, and I think magic missile is 1d4, if I remember
right.
That
is correct.
Plus one.
Yeah, plus one.
Okay.
So two. Two force damage on that bugbear. It's dead, right?
No.
I look at the wand disappointed. And I put it away, and I end my turn.
Okay. Top of the order, we're back to our boy Gundren. He's going to take another swing. Big money, no whammies. It's a whammy.
Whammy!
Going to move to Droop. Who successfully hit. Droop, still in his rage, takes a swing at the one that has been attacking him now and gets a solid hit. He'll end turn, and we're up to Luna.
Okay, I'm going to attack it with my shield. Can you believe it? Sword strike! That is a 15.
Miss.
Well, that's not good. I don't like that at all. Stop it. Offhand.
Yep.
And that is a 4. Double miss. And end turn.
Hoyt, you're up.
Me. Rinse and repeat, circle and throw.
Yep.
Choose targets as you so desire. 9.
Miss.
21.
Hit.
weapon. And 4 sneak for 8 total.
So you continue chucking daggers at the one that Luna's been attacking. And your final dagger strikes true and hits this thing in the neck, and it clutches its neck and goes down.
Yeah. End turn.
Anything else? All right, end turn. The remaining bugbear that has not yet been able to engage you guys will step up to take the place of its fallen comrade and engage Luna. Luna, it takes a swing at you with its Morning Star. This time it will hit you. For 3 damage.
Well, I use Defensive Duelist and add 2 to my AC.
Then it will miss.
Yay! Forgot about that.
Yeah, that's convenient. The one attacking Droop will continue attacking Droop. This time he'll miss. And the one attacking Gundren's going to take a swing and miss as well. Puts us at Shadow.
That's me.
That is you.
I equip a dagger.
Uh-huh.
And I use Tides of Chaos to gain advantage on this attack roll.
Okay.
And that is 16.
16 will hit.
Booyakasha! And the 4 damage. Oh, good one. 7 damage.
Nice. So you flick this dagger at the one that's been attacking Gundren. And you also are able to find purchase in this thing's neck. And like it did with Hoyt, it clutches its neck and looks down at all of you and kind of just slumps over and crashes to the ground. Anything else you want to do on your turn?
Smirk. End turn.
Doable. I'll put us at Gundren. Gundren's going to turn and start attacking the one that's going after Droop. And this time Gundren will miss completely. He'll end his turn. Actually, he's going to step around and behind this one so that you have the ability to get into melee range if you so desire, Shadow or Hoyt, I suppose. And then he'll end his turn. Droop's just going to keep blindly flailing with his great axe. This time he's going to miss as well. Luna, you're up.
So there's one more, huh? Last
there
one.
There's one directly in front of you, and there's one still attacking Droop.
Oh, I thought this one was dead. All right, I'm going to try and hit it.
This one hasn't been hit yet. The one that died got replaced by the one that hadn't been able to engage yet.
All right. 20 unnatural.
Hits.
Yeah. For 8 damage.
Okay.
And now I'll swipe it with my dagger. 18.
18 hits.
And that is 1 damage.
Okay.
End turn.
Hoity hoity hoit. You're up.
Rinse and repeat. Circle and throw.
Okay. Are you going after the one that Droop and Gundren are tackling, or Luna's?
Gundren's.
Okay.
21.
Hits.
7 weapon damage. 6 sneak attack damage for 13 damage.
You hit this one in its eye socket and it goes down.
Second attack at Luna's, I guess.
Sure.
8.
Miss.
Perfect.
Luna, the remaining bugbear is going to attack you. And it will hit. Unless you... Are you using your fancy thinger again?
Yeah, I use it, of course.
So what does it do exactly?
It basically, I'll just read it to you. So it is, if you're wielding a finesse weapon, which you are proficient, and another creature hits you with a melee attack, you can use your reaction to add your proficiency bonus to your AC for that attack.
Which should put you dead.
19.
Which means the attack still succeeds. So yeah, unfortunately, it succeeds. Four. 13 damage.
Ouch.
That's the end of its turn. Shadow, you're up, buddy.
That's me! Did anybody else do as much damage as I did?
Yeah, Droop did plenty, Hoyt did plenty, Luna, everybody but Gundren did plenty of damage.
Oh. Alright. Okay, I need you to describe what's in front of me and how much room there might be between people.
Okay, so what we've got going on is Hoyt's kind of darting back and forth in the background here. You've got... you're posted up abreast of Droop right now, and then on the opposite side of Droop is Luna. They're both facing east. And there's a bugbear directly in front of Luna facing west. Behind this bugbear and to the south one square, so kitty corner, is Gundren. So you could move forward one and then face north and move up one, and you'd be in melee range of this thing. Otherwise, you could move forward two, step around Gundren, and move all the way north and be behind this thing.
What I will do is give myself extra movement and cast Longstrider on myself from the Druid spell list.
Okay.
Because I have the feat Magic Initiate, so I have that first level spell. It lets me choose two cantrips and one first level spell from a different spell list. And I chose Druid at my last level. So, Longstrider gives me 10 extra feet to my movement.
Okay.
And I need it.
You do?
Because I said so.
Okay. I'm confused as to where you're going, so please get to the point.
and I am going to... Can I just run to the other side of the room?
Uh-huh.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that this turn, but that's good to know.
Okay.
So I'm going to cast Longstrider on myself and have that extra movement and be like, you guys are doing great, and not do anything and end my turn.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But it gets better.
Oh.
Because I cast a level 1 spell after using Tides of Chaos, I have to use the Magic Search table.
Oh, right.
A 27, so all spells have a casting time of a bonus action if they were one action for the next 1 minute.
So you can cast a spell and then cast another spell as a bonus action?
No, I could cast a cantrip with that. You can never cast two spells unless you have like the Action Surge or whatever.
Okay.
I can cast something as a bonus action and then still cast a cantrip, which works good for me. End turn.
Okay. Gundren's turn. He's going to take a swing. And we'll miss. Droop's turn. Swing and a miss. And in his blind rage... Luna, give me a dex roll.
12.
Okay. So you're fine. In Droop's blind rage, swinging his axe around, he's gonna accidentally strike Gundren. For 9 damage. And Gundren's going to be a little pissed about that, but Luna, it's your turn.
All right, I'm going to slash the shit out of this bugbear. That is a 16.
Hits.
8 damage.
Okay.
Dagger. 19.
Hit.
4 damage.
Okay. Hoyt, your turn. There's one remaining bugbear.
I'm all out of daggers.
Okay.
How
are you? You just got 2 more.
You're like a bazillion.
I've thrown 8 daggers in this fight.
He has been throwing 2 every turn.
And I've hit with exactly half.
50%?
So could be worse. I guess... Yeah. I'm going to scurry around the outside and attempt to find daggers, or just continue watching this. I don't know, one of the two.
Okay.
Because I can't use the special daggers. End turn. Goodbye.
Puts us at Bugbear's turn, who's going to take a slash at Luna, who hit him last and miss. And Shadow, your turn.
There's just one left?
Yep.
In my awesomeness, I wasn't paying any attention to, Shadow didn't know. But now he knows. And now he's going to run forward and use Primal Savagery to smash at these guys. Because I like doing that. And, I don't know why I can never remember. So spell attack is, 21.
Hits.
No. And there's a 10. Is a 2 damage.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm gonna be like, what now? And cast as a bonus action Expeditious Retreat, because I feel like I have a lot more magic left in me right now. So now I can take the dash action every turn and move like a lot in this tiny room. But that's a level 1 spell, so now I have to roll a d20.
Uh-huh.
I rolled a 1.
Oh, good. What's that mean?
That means I have to roll on the surge table again. God damn it.
Oh, good. Fireball, you're all dead.
That could happen.
So you glow with a bright light in a 30-foot radius for the next minute. Any creature that ends its turn within 5 feet of me is blinded until the end of its next turn.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so I'm really bright and standing right next to this bugbear end turn. I'm so startled, I don't know what to do.
This bugbear that everyone is facing.
What end color turn. Is he?
What color are you?
It's white. Bright white light.
He's white.
Racist.
As I turned from red to white.
You were red?
Red with black highlights.
Huh.
That's awesome. You're red?
Well, I guess that would make it Gundren's turn, who is now blinded, apparently?
No, if he ends his turn within 5 feet of me, he's blind until the end of the next turn.
Ends
so,
okay, so
if they don't move right away... Now. For any, if they don't move away, they're fucked.
Okay, that the mechanics of that spell don't make any sense to me. But okay, so he's not blind right now, so he's gonna take a swing at this bugbear and try and end this. and will miss and end his turn and is now blind. And Droop's also going to take a swing at this guy and will hit and is just going to wreck this dude. If you crit, you don't add the strength mod twice, right? You just add that once. Is that correct?
You correct. Just the damage die. Oh,
okay. Sweet. So he's gonna do 23 damage to this thing. You'll see him swing his axe again, and it, like, splits this bugbear's head clean in two, and it goes down, dead. You guys are out of turn-based.
No, we're not.
And now you're all blinded.
Now we're all blinded. We're technically out of turn-based, but I'm still this bright for another, like, minute. So I guess you could move away.
I'm visually
if you feel like you need to.
How far does this thing blind people for?
Just within 5 feet, but it's okay. A 30-foot radius bright light.
Okay, so Droop and Gundren are both like stumbling backwards with their arms over their eyes, stunned at your radiance.
I'm confused. I'm just like, what the hell are you?
Wait, it's worse than that, isn't it?
What do you mean?
You rolled a 1, didn't you?
No. That was to get to roll on the surge table.
Oh.
Anytime I cast a spell, level 1 or higher, I have to roll.
Yeah, I know. And then you rolled a 1 on the table.
No. It rolled a 75 on the table.
Good job, guys. I'm just gonna... Well,
I don't need a torch now.
I wonder what I'm supposed to think of this. Like, am I blind?
No. If it doesn't say you get blind, then no.
Don't be dumb.
Is it really bright to me? Can I even see?
Probably.
Or am I like God, and I just blind everybody with my grandeur?
He runs up to each of us and blinds us for running away with all our loot. I'm going to sit down, out of breath, and very beat up.
Uh-huh. And Dan?
And be very tired.
And Dan?
And say, I need to take a breather.
I talk over you, and I'm like, I have my hands up to the side, and I'm like, the Cat Lord speaks through me! Look, guys! Only God can make this happen!
Droop's gonna like run over to you and then start worshiping.
picking up daggers.
Okay. Yeah, you're easily able to find all the ones that you threw during the battle. You hear the crashing of water against rock again.
Oh my god. I'm gonna walk around and give me a description. Do I find anything interesting other than beds and bodies?
No. Hoyt's already picked over the bugbears. There's beds. As I had mentioned when you guys first entered this room, the door that you guys entered through is on the west side of the room and was unbarred. Looking across the room at the east side, there are tables and chairs stacked against the door on that side as though it were barricaded. But there is a door there.
So I have that I found a potion on these bugbears. Can I get a description of what it looks like and smells like?
It's bright orange and is emanating a little bit of light.
I'd hold it up and be like, I got this... So, what's this?
Ooh, what's that?
I echo. That's what I'm asking you. And I throw it in her direction.
I want to observe it, and I will taste it.
Sure, you pop it's the poison. Cork off the top of it and stick your pinky in and put it in your mouth. You instantly feel as though you have more energy, more vitality.
Does it look like a normal health potion?
No, it doesn't look like a health potion, at least not one that you've seen.
So it makes me feel like it's a health potion, but it doesn't look like one.
Not necessarily. It doesn't make you feel more healthy. It just makes you feel like you've got more energy, kind of. Like you can do what you do a little better than usual.
It's a mystery.
Well, I don't want to hold on to it. That looks like it should explode.
That's a great reaction. All right. I'll hang on to it.
What other ways do we have out of this room?
There is an exit to the east, which you came through to enter the room, and an exit to the west, which you came through to enter the room, and an exit to the east, which is currently barred, but you could move the chairs and tables to unbar the door.
I'm going to point at it and say, were they trying to keep something out or in?
I sit down.
Droop also sits down.
Shadow is standing facing west with his hands in the spirit bomb position, muttering to himself.
Are you still glowing super brightly?
No.
Okay, good.
So I guess if I turn to look and I see this and you're facing away from me, I'm gonna say Shadow. Shadow? And if I don't get a response, I'll like circle around, come up from behind him, and kind of just like poke around to look at him and be like, hello?
When you do that, I'm like,
shh, I'm praying.
So what kind of door is this that's being barred by these chairs?
All of the doors you've seen so far, which include the one you came through and the one you're currently looking at, have been stone. Thick stone doors.
With no spaces, like underneath or above? Or
no,
like that?
They're masterfully quarried out of the wall. The dwarves were quite skilled. When they're closed, it almost looks as though it's a wall.
Well, there's praying going on, and there's kumbayaing going on, and I'm just going to be like, okay. And I'm going to slowly start pulling stuff off this pile.
Okay, you can do that. It would take you less than 5 minutes to clear a path through.
So I would say that I'm still kind of cautious about whether it's keeping something out or keeping something in things. So if there's a point where I can, like are there closed doors on the end? Like, it's piled against closed doors, or...
Yeah, so it's just basically a couple tables and some chairs stacked up against this stone door that would open inward. Okay. It takes you 2 or 3 minutes, and you're able to move all the furniture into a new position.
And the way is open again.
Yeah, the last door wasn't very good to go through. I don't like these doors.
You'll hear a cat like yawn behind you and be like, "It wasn't so bad. Let's go."
I'm gonna turn in a direction and say, "Well, you can go back if you want," and shrug. And I'll approach the door to see if I hear anything.
Let's see if you do. Give me a perception check while you're waiting. Mm-hmm.
19.
You don't hear anything coming from the other side of the door.
Okay. So I guess if at one I don't hear anything, I'll turn back and say, well, one of you folk that have the magic eyes might as well go first, because more likely than not, it's going to be dark.
I'm going to say, well, Carlos can lead the way. He can see.
Whatever.
So, I'm not going first.
Says Troop.
I went first last time.
Of course you're not. So I guess I'll wait until Pseudo Dragon is ready or whatever before I open the door.
make Carlos do some stretches. Do some cat stretches. And flutters up and leads the way. And I will... How big is the... Or have we even opened the door yet? No?
No, you have not. The doors in here are dwarf size. So you're looking at a door that is no taller than 6 feet high. About probably four and a half feet wide. So
no problem for me.
Shadow, and I think probably Luna. I don't know how tall you are. You're not 6 feet tall. No. So Shadow will have to duck, but the rest of you are probably good.
I think I'm 5'4", so
shocking.
So my plan is to open the door just enough for the pseudo dragon to go through, and
okay, and shut it.
I may or may not shut it. It depends on if I hear some sort of response from the other side.
Yeah, you certainly can do that. So you tell Carlos to go through the open door, and he does so. You are able to like see through his eyes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So as he goes through this door, you, seeing through him, immediately see a darkened hallway going forward about 15 feet. To your immediate right, after about 5 feet, there are some steps leading down to the south. You're facing east right now. So there's some steps going down to the south and another 5 foot wide hallway. If you proceed a little bit forward, you can see down the steps and into a large cavern at the bottom of the steps, roughly 20 feet past the bottom. If you look straight forward to your east, you can't quite make out what it is ahead of you, but there appears to be some large machinery about 25 feet to your direct east. And beyond that, you would have to go, a little bit further into the room to see anything else.
I'll send him further.
You send him about 15 feet until he gets to the end of this little hall, and he can peek around the corners, looks left and right. He's now able to see what this large machinery is. It appears to be a large bellows that is attached to a very large smelting furnace, and on the other side of it is a large water wheel that looks as though it's used to move the bellows. The channel that's been cut through the floor runs from the north end of the room a little bit south and then cuts diagonally to the east side of the room, but there is currently no water flowing through it. The room itself is fairly large. It's equally as large as the room where Shadow found the corpse in the pool of water, if not slightly larger.
And I don't see, smell, or hear any...
You don't see anything moving currently, but you do see a lot of corpses along the floor of this room.
Like skeletons or like fresher?
Not skeletons. They are rotting corpses.
Been there for a while then.
And I would, if you'd like him to proceed further into the room, you can see if there's anything else he can spot.
I'd like him to first go over the corpses, like kind of look at him, see how they, if he can tell, if I can tell how they died.
Various wounds. It looks as though they participated in a battle. Knife wounds, sword wounds, bludgeon wounds, your typical fare.
And you said there's still more of this room I can explore?
Yeah, you can't see around all this large machinery yet. You'd have to move north further into the room and then east to get around it and get a view of the other side.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Sure. So he can fly up a little ways and maneuver around all this stuff. As he flies up on the other side of this furnace, he begins to see, you begin to see something glowing. On the other side, you're able to make out what looks like a large skull. Sorry, not huge, but like a large human skull. And it's emitting this green ethereal light. And as you see it, it doesn't see you, but it kind of like is turning and starts facing your direction. And you can see that it's where its eyes once were. If it ever had eyes, it's glowing bright orange.
I will have him fly immediately back.
Give me a stealth check.
He's plus 4 to stealth. It was a 23.
Yeah, you're all good. It does not notice you as you retreat back to the room.
And when he comes in, I'm going to be like, there is a lot of dead bodies, and there is a... Was it floating, you said, or was it sitting?
Yeah, it's flying around, basically, or floating around.
There is a flying skull in there with glowing eyes, and it was terrifying. And was it dark in there, too, pretty much?
It's a 15-foot radius of bright light, and then another 15 of dim light.
Okay. It's emitting like a torch, is maybe a little less than a torch. From a skull that was flying.
Wait, what?
It's flying skull.
So we should go that way, right?
What does your cat god say?
Oh, he doesn't deal with simple stuff like this.
Oh, what were you asking him then?
Oh, I was thanking him.
For killing you?
For bringing me back.
Oh, that's right. You died and came back.
Was there any other ways? Was there one other passage I didn't go down?
So, as you spotted this skull, you would have noticed that behind it, there was another passageway leading due south, and there was another one leading due east.
I see.
And that's in addition to, you would have also noticed that this channel that the water would have run through to power the water wheel also had another exit to the room heading to the east, but it was smaller. It was only about 5 feet high.
I explained that. And I am not sure what we want to do here.
Let's go that way, right?
Let's fight it!
Well, I mean, how do you know it's bad?
I'd say that's at least the way we have to go. We can probably assume...
I mean, there was a lot of dead people. How many dead people I see, give or take?
12.
There's 12 dead people in there.
I look at the floor and I'm like, well, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in here.
Well, then lead the way. You have the cat god. You can't possibly die again.
All right. I open the door.
Sure. You can do that. So you open this door. With your special cat eyes, you can see that about 5 feet in front of you to the right, there are some stairs leading down. About 15 feet beyond that, it opens up into a larger cavern. And about 20 feet beyond where you're currently standing, there is some large machinery.
I'm going to be in the back for sure.
I walk forward.
You proceed until you hit roughly the edge of this room, and you can begin to see the corpses that Luna had described to you. You now have a better view of the machinery. The north end of it, slightly diagonal to the rest of the machinery, there's a water wheel that is in a channel that's been cut through the floor that, if you know anything about water wheels, you could presume had water running through it at one point. There is a large bellows in the middle of the room directly in front of where you're standing, and slightly to the south of that, there is an even larger furnace where ores were smelted.
I'm going to drink one of my health potions.
You may, and you regain 10 hit points.
I'm going to examine this machine. It's so cool.
I'm going to relight a torch.
Sure. You can do that. As you guys all make your way into this room, I'm going to give you to roll initiative.
The battle will commence next time on The Usual Time.